Chapter 12. As the stingrays shot across the field, they swung their tails back and forth and slammed the merpeople through the water like baseballs. The arms and tails of the mermaids and mermen who got hit became locked in place, and they drifted back down through the water. I saw their faces were now frozen in masks of terror, and I shuddered when I realized they'd been instantly paralyzed by the stingrays' tails. Once the stingrays got closer, I got a better look at their appearance. They had to be at least 6 feet long and 4 feet wide, and they were approximately the same shape as stingrays I'd seen in aquariums back home. Their triangular heads came to a point at the front of their roughly hexagonal bodies, but the rest of them were like nothing I'd ever seen before. They were covered in scales that reminded me of an armadillo, and they appeared to be a bright, gleaming silver in the ghostly green light. Their tails, which were approximately the same length as their bodies, were also silver, and they ended in red tips. "Sienna, you know what to do!" I shouted in a grim voice.
"Got it, Joe!"
the blonde called back, and she froze time for all four of us. I was always grateful for Sienna's assists at the beginning of battles, because they gave me and the princesses a moment to stop and strategize. My wives and I stared at the merpeople's terrified expressions, and I realized we were all practically panting from adrenaline. "Ariana, we could probably use a bubble," I gasped, and the redhead looked down and focused for a moment. Then I saw the water around us swirl in the pattern of an invisible sphere, and I knew we were safe.
"Okay, that's done. I suspect this is one of Eudora's traps. I think she knew somehow we would come rescue the polyps, and that the singing would also release these monsters."
"I think you're right. This definitely doesn't seem to be an accident."
"I'm going to release time again because we're in the bubble. I want to make sure I'm strong enough to use my powers when we really need them."
"Yeah, that should be fine," I assured my blonde wife, and the sea roared into motion again around us. One of the huge stingrays caught us in its sights, and it started to swim directly toward the shield Ariana had put up. Even though I knew we were protected, it was still unnerving to see the giant creature swimming right at us. When it was still several feet away, it swung its tail in our direction, and we all flinched. I felt the appendage hit the edge of Ariana's barrier, and to my shock, it actually seemed to shake the protective shield. The waves inside the invisible wall rocked us, and Jessamine was actually thrown to her knees.
"Shit!"
Sienna shouted as she grabbed her dark-haired sister wife's hand.
"That's new. Do you think our minions are getting stronger?"
"It's a distinct possibility,"
Ariana nodded, and she bit her lip.
"Joe, what do you think we should do?"
"Well, we can always try singing to them," I suggested. It wasn't my favorite thing to do because it put me at a disadvantage when I got so easily hypnotized. On the other hand, singing had worked on Morgar, Eudora's strongest minion to date, and it had freed all the merpeople from the field.
"We could try the singing spell from within the shield. I know that hasn't worked in the past, but we've all gotten at least a little stronger lately."
"I'm up for it,"
Jessamine said, and her dark eyes glittered with determination.
"I hate it when you have to cover your ears, though, Joe."
"Me too," I said with a frown. "I'm going to have you make me something called earplugs once things are safe again." I'd brandished my sword when we'd first seen the stingrays, but I slid it back into its scabbard now and plugged my ears. When Jessamine began to sing, it seemed like I was able to resist it a little better this time, since I didn't feel as immediately dizzy, which was a relief. I looked out at the monsters, but they were still moving just as much as they had been before. As they swerved in aggressive motions through the water, they were definitely ganging up on us, and every time one of their tails hit the bubble, I felt slightly seasick.
"I don't think it's working,"
Sienna sighed, and Jessamine stopped singing.
"I know. This is terrible."
"We can test if singing works when the shield is down," I suggested to my wives, as I took my fingers out of my ears. "But we're going to need to do this very strategically. First, Sienna, you're going to need to freeze time so we're temporarily safe with the bubble not in place. Next, Ariana removes the shield. Finally, Jessamine, you're going to sing. If the stingrays are like Morgar, they should drift down to the ground."
"Okay, Joe. I hate not having the barrier up, but I trust you. Everyone ready? I'll know what my part of the plan is. Keep time frozen as long as possible."
"You'll do great." I flashed her what I hoped was a reassuring grin. "Let's do this." Sienna closed her sapphire eyes to focus for a moment, and everything stopped around us.
"My turn,"
Ariana said with a grimace, and then the shield around us dissolved into nothing.
Okay, the bubble is down.
I jammed my fingers into my ears, and Jessamine began to sing. However, the huge silver stingrays remained frozen in place just a few feet away from our bodies. Yeah, that's not doing it either, I sighed. After Ariana put up her shield again, one of the stingrays slammed into us particularly hard. It was incredibly disturbing to watch its tail's glowing red tip pause just inches from my face, and I hoped we could take care of these bastards sooner rather than later. Sienna was clearly jolted hard by the blow, because time flashed back into motion, and before I could blink, a ray had swerved toward Jessamine. I dove in front of her, and before I knew it, I'd been hit by one of the stingray's tails and was pushed to the ocean floor. The blow stung my chest where it had hit my bare skin, but I was more worried about the princesses. "Shit! What happened to the barrier?" I screamed. Sienna immediately froze time again, and I swam as quickly as I could to my dark-haired wife's side. "Jessamine! Jessamine, are you all right?"
"Oh, my gods! The ray jolted the bubble, and I lost control of my spell! Joe, are you all right?"
"Yeah, I'm okay," I reassured her, though I couldn't help but rub the sore spot on my chest for a moment. "No harm, no foul."
"I know I had something to do with it, too,"
Ariana sighed, and she tugged on a strand of her red hair.
"I couldn't hold the barrier when we got hit that hard."
"It's neither of your faults. But in any case, we need to get away from here. While time has stopped again, let's swim as far away as we can." We swam about 100 yards away from our previous position, and then we stopped to catch our breaths. I looked over at Sienna, and I saw she had a faraway look on her face. I tapped her on the shoulder, and when she glanced over at me, I looked her in the eyes and furrowed my brow in an unspoken question.
"Joe, I guess I'm just a little annoyed I lost my concentration,"
Sienna said as she wrung her hands.
"The spell just slipped out of my fingers. I know we're supposed to be stronger now, but that blow fucked me up." "Sienna, I'm totally fine. Look at me."
Jessamine held out her hands and smiled.
"Like Joe said, everything worked out for the best."
"Listen, you can't lose confidence," I tried to reassure my blonde wife. "We're going to figure this out."
Okay, I suppose I'm going to put my shield up again. I just don't feel safe, even all the way out here."
"Great plan. We'll be a lot more secure with the bubble in place."
"Yeah, I guess everything's gonna be all right,"
Sienna sighed, and she stared off for a moment at the huge stingrays which were frozen off in the distance.
"I still can't believe that happened, but I'm not gonna complain about it anymore."
"Sienna, it's okay," I told the blonde as I grabbed her hand and squeezed it tightly. "I'm totally fine."
"You do have a mark on your chest from where the stingray hit you with its tail,"
Sienna replied, and she gently stroked the skin next to the red spot.
"Does it hurt?"
"No, I'm fine," I reassured her. "You all worry too much about me."
"Hey, something just popped into my head,"
Jessamine said, and she looked around at us with wide eyes.
"We haven't tried healing anything using the necklace in a while, so what if we tested it on Joe's wound?"
"Yes, we could try,"
Ariana said, and she pursed her lips in thought.
"It will be an interesting test of the necklace's strength."
I pulled the rock out of my pocket and handed it to Jessamine, who then performed her transformation spell. Ariana bent down over my chest and held the gem in her fingers, and then colorful sparks passed through my field of vision as the mermaid held the jewel to my injury. Suddenly, the painful spot on my body disappeared.
"Hey, I think it worked,"
I told my mermaid wife, as I took the amulet back and put it into my pocket, and I gently bumped her with my elbow. "Ariana, that was awesome."
"That was pretty cool, but I think my spell is fading. I guess it lasted a lot longer this time."
"It definitely did," I reassured her, and then I held up Jeannie's wrath as I watched the stingrays approaching us from a distance. "Ariana, let down your bubble for a minute. I'm going to blast these motherfuckers from here." I held out Jeannie's wrath, and after I focused for just a brief moment, a blast of purple sparks bigger than ever before shot out of the golden sword toward the closest stingray, which was still at least a couple 100 feet away. The bolt made contact with its back, and I saw sparks ricochet off its hide, but the shot appeared to have only cracked the beast's scaly armor. I saw silver scales float out into the water, but it didn't stop the monster in its tracks. I was able to repeat the move almost immediately, though, and when the blast hit the beast's back this time, a larger silver chunk fell onto the seafloor in a shower of violet sparks. I feared I was only pissing the animals off, however, because they seemed to be swimming even faster in our direction. I thought I had one good shot left in the sword, and I aimed Genie's wrath at the other stingray. This time, though, the beast briefly exposed its belly as it was swimming, and the purple sparks from the sword managed to hit the underside of the monster. I saw a cloud of dark blood flowed out of the wound, and I realized I'd managed to injure the creature. Then I thought back to my favorite video games, where every single enemy had some sort of weakness if you searched for it long enough, and I silently cheered.
"Did you hit its belly?"
Jessamine asked from her place at my side.
"That actually seemed to do something."
"It did," I said with a short nod. "I think I need to get closer so I can really get up under them."
"I'm gonna freeze time again so we can swim up next to them. I can't wait for this fight to be over."
The stingrays froze in position about 50 feet away from us, and we all started to swim quickly toward them. Like Sienna, I was definitely ready to get rid of these motherfuckers once and for all. "Listen, I'm going to have to get really close to these assholes," I told my wives. "I'm going to swim up and try to stab them in their bellies, but Ariana, I want you to make a bubble, and the three of you need to stay safe in there. I don't need anyone getting hurt today."
"Okay, Joe,"
the three women said in a chorus of voices. "Awesome," I grunted, and then I swam away to approach the first stingray. When I was just a few feet away, I actually marveled for a moment at the beauty of the creature. Its gleaming scales were unlike anything I'd ever seen before, and I was almost sorry I was going to have to kill it. Then I imagined making the princess's purses and shoes out of its silver hide, and I snickered to myself. With time still frozen, I swam up under one of the creatures and jabbed it as hard as I could with Genie's wrath. Another cloud of blackish liquid floated out of the cut and into my face, and I thought I would never get used to being surrounded by the disgusting blood of sea creatures. I stabbed upward again, and the stingray sank down a little toward the seafloor. I was encouraged, so I decided to try and injure its friend. I swam under the bottom of the second stingray, and I was about to stab it too, when time started to move again. "Shit!" I yelled, and then I suddenly felt the heat of the beast's tail hitting me in the side. It burned my bare skin again, and I wanted to scream out in pain, but I suddenly realized I couldn't move a muscle. I was floating down toward the seafloor as the stingrays circled around me, and there wasn't anything I could do about it. And then, all of a sudden, my paralyzed limbs were released, and I watched in amazement as the tail that had hit me slowly moved backward in the water. I realized Sienna had managed to reverse time again, and when I glanced toward her, the blonde's face was contorted with fierce determination.
"Joe! Come here!"
Ariana yelled, and I swam over toward the other princess.
"I'm putting up my bubble for you, too."
"Thanks, Ariana," I told the mermaid, and then I looked at Sienna in amazement and patted her on the back. "Sienna, you did it! I was paralyzed for a second, and then you reversed time. That was incredible!"
"I can't hold my spell anymore,"
the blonde gasped, and time started again as she listed into my side.
"I'm trying so hard right now, but I don't feel quite like myself."
"It's all right. I know it's hard when your confidence gets shaken, but you're still doing amazing."
"The stingrays are coming after us again,"
Ariana said in a grim tone, and I felt another jolt from a giant tail shake the bubble.
"I can usually hold the shield for as long as I want, but these blows are somewhat annoying."
Suddenly, an idea came to me, and I was pretty sure it would work if we executed it right. "So I have a plan, but it's going to take all of us," I told my wives, as another shock from a stingray hit the side of the barrier. "Ariana, I need you to keep protecting Sienna and Jessamine. Sienna, do you think you can freeze time once more? If so, I want you to do it when the stingrays are all really close to the ground. And then, Jessamine, remember how you made me small so I could escape the whale? I want you to do that again, and then I'm going to sneak under the stingrays. When I reach the middle of their bodies, I think if you make me big right at that moment, I'll be able to burst right through them and kill them."
"I don't know, Joe,"
Jessamine said in a hesitant voice.
"Going under their bodies just seems risky." "No, I can do this,"
Sienna said. And though her lips were pale, she set them into a firm line.
"I'm watching now to see when they get close enough to the ground, and then I'm going to freeze them for you."
"That sounds great," I began, but Sienna put out a hand to quiet me, and when the stingray's undersides were about a foot from the seafloor, time came to a halt.
You did it! Ariana, set me free so I can get this over with!
As soon as the redhead released the shield, I swam as quickly as I could manage to a position near one of the monsters. I nodded at Jessamine, and after a long pause, she nodded back. Then the familiar tingling sensation raced through my veins, and before I knew it, I was about 6 inches tall again. I swam under the stingray's body and held Jeannie's wrath up in the air, and then suddenly, I sensed myself grow back to my regular size. As I'd predicted, the force of the blow was enough to push my huge sword up through the giant beast, and I could see chunks of its armor drifting down toward the ground. The black cloud of blood was overwhelming, and I choked and gagged as I pulled my blade out of the stingray's body. When it drifted down to the seafloor, I sincerely hoped it meant it was mortally wounded. And then time started, and I realized I was about to get smacked with a tail again right before it happened. I felt the same paralysis overcome my body, and I thought I was going to become the second stingray's victim. It swam up to me with its jaws open, and I could see its weird, flat teeth. As I floated completely motionless, I prepared myself to be attacked. But then I saw the stingray reverse. Its tail slowly pulled away from my leg, and I could move again. I couldn't believe she'd managed to pull it off in her current state, but Sienna had saved me a second time. I looked over at the blonde with a huge smile, but she just shook her head weakly. In preparation for the time spell's end, I swam as far as I could away from the rays, but when the ocean whirled back into motion, I saw the still intact monster begin to swim frantically in circles, which grew wider and wider in circumference. It seemed its buddy's injury had really freaked it out, and before I knew it, the ray was at least 200 feet away from us. I noted with satisfaction that the monster I'd stabbed rested motionless on the ground, and I hoped the process would work one final time. So, I swam over to the princesses, and I saw Ariana briefly concentrate so she could include me within the invisible barrier.
Joe! You got one of them!
Jessamine cried out with excitement, and she threw her arms around me.
I was so scared it wasn't going to work, but you actually got it! And then, Sienna... You reversed time again. How did you even manage it?
I looked over at the blonde, and her cheeks were ashen as she rested against Ariana's shoulder.
I don't know. I have to admit, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to reverse time like that again anytime soon. It's pretty tiring.
Listen, Sienna, I just need you to hang in there one last time, I told her, and I reached over to squeeze her hand. If Jessamine and Ariana help you, do you think you could freeze time just long enough for me to bring this last motherfucker down?
One last motherfucker.
The blonde laughed weakly, and I was afraid she was losing it a little. But then she looked up at me with clear, bright blue eyes.
Joe, I'm going to give everything I have to save us. Don't worry.
All right. I think the sooner we do this, the better. I gave the nod to Ariana to raise her shield for me, and I watched my wives grasp hands to give Sienna the support she needed. Then time froze again, and I knew I didn't have a moment to waste. So I swam as fast as I could over to the remaining stingray, and I realized it wasn't as close to the ground as I would have preferred. The stingray's belly was about 4 feet up off the seafloor, and when I got close to it, Jessamine made me small again. I swam as close to it as I could, but I knew the black-haired princess couldn't see me anymore. There was definitely going to be an element of luck to this attack, and when I was in the center of the beast's body, I held my sword up into the water and hoped for the best. I waited for a long moment, and then two things happened at almost the same time. Time unfroze, and I flinched in anticipation of getting hit again, swallowed or worse. But then, the second half of the illusion took hold, and I burst up through the stingray's body. This time, I grabbed Jeannie's wrath and darted quickly away from the animal and the cloud of blood, and I watched as the beast sank down to the seafloor.
Holy shit!
I gasped, and I put my hands over my face for a moment. It seemed like this battle had gone on forever, and I was exhausted. I knew I needed to check on my wives, though, and I was especially worried about Sienna. So I swam back over to my wives' position, and I followed their gaze over to the field that had previously been filled with polyps. Our fight had brought us about 100 yards away, and we all watched more merpeople floating upward. Do you think we should go check on them? I asked. It seems like we should make sure they're not paralyzed anymore.
Joe, I'm just not sure I can handle being regal at the moment.
Ariana sighed, and I could see her cheeks looked almost as pale as Sienna's. Yeah, I get it, I replied. And when I pulled the redhead's body close to my own, she rested her head on my chest, and I could feel her shaking a little. Hey, you pulled it off. You all did, really. Because that fight required a lot of serious magic. Honestly, all I did was a little stabbing.
Well, you came up with the plan that saved us,
Jessamine said as she squeezed my shoulder.
Ariana, I have an idea. What if I briefly disguise you, and then you can swim over to check on the mer people? If there are still problems, just signal to us, but otherwise no one will recognize you, and we can be on our way.
That would be wonderful,
the mermaid told her sister wife with a relieved smile, and before I knew it, her signature bright red hair had been transformed into dark brown strands. Ariana grabbed one of the chestnut locks and stared at it for a moment, and then she grinned.
I kind of like it, though I'd really like to see myself in a mirror right now. Anyway, I'll be right back.
We all watched as Ariana swam over to the field, and when she got there, she stayed back and observed for a moment. When she turned toward us again and began to swim in our direction, I was relieved it seemed like all was well. I wasn't particularly in the mood to act royal either, or, God forbid, get into another fight. Ariana approached us with a big smile on her face, and I could tell she was relieved too. So, they're all okay? I asked, and the mermaid nodded.
They look fine now, and I didn't even have to talk to anyone. But can I have my red hair back now?
Of course,
Jessamine laughed, and she completed the transformation.
I'll also change the amulet back into the rock, too, just for safekeeping.
Fantastic, I praised my dark-haired wife as I felt a slight shift of the item in my pocket. Now, let's get Sienna back to the chariot so she can rest.
Yeah, sounds good,
the blonde said in a quiet voice.
I'm really tired.
Does anyone see the chariot?
Ariana asked, and the mermaid looked around with a frown.
I'm a little disoriented, and I'm not sure which side of the field I stopped it on, but I don't see it anywhere.
We all looked around for a moment, and then we glanced back at each other in dismay. Sure enough, Ariana's brand new ride seemed to be gone.